Shabbat Shalom. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdof. Justice, justice shall you pursue. I've been thinking a great deal about this phrase lately. What does it mean to give someone the title of justice? What is the role of justice in our society today? Who gets to decide when something is, in fact, just? And what is the purpose of seeking justice? And why is the onus on me? It's interesting that the Hebrew word tzedek has the same shoresh, Hebrew root letters, as the word tzedakah. Tzedakah is commonly mistranslated as charity, but it's more than that. Tzedakah is an act of tzedek. It is an act of justice. Tzedakah is how we ensure that the world is equal and fair, and by association, compassionate. Tzedakah is not merely a kind thing we do when we want, but it is a mitzvah, a commandment. Tzedek, tzedek, this is our responsibility as Jews. This is how we make the world a better place. We do not just give charity, we give of ourselves. We do not give tzedakah or pursue tzedek on a whim, but we are instead obligated to carry out these tasks in order to solidify our Jewish values, confirm our relationship with God, and ensure a righteous world. Because the Hebrew root for tzedek and tzedakah can also be found in tzaddik, a righteous person. Thus, our tradition implores us to remember that justice is not merely about being fair in one's dealings, as the English dictionary articulates. No, justice, tzedek, is about being righteous. Righteous acts are the ones where we go beyond common decency. Righteous acts force us to remember that each person is made in the image of God and deserves kavod, honor. Righteous acts are acts we do for another because they cannot do them for themselves. And righteous acts are the ones we do without hope of thanks or reward. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdof. This is the call of our tradition, to do justice, and not merely to appoint a person with that title. And all around us, there is justice to be pursued. There are children who are becoming orphans in our midst. There are strangers who need us to remember and speak out for them. Women are losing choices while other people are gaining the freedom to choose discrimination. Worlds are being torn apart as guns continue to take innocent lives. There are communal pots that are shrinking as some neglect to put in their fair share. And the gift of this earth is being clogged as we neglect our promise to care for the world. There is so much injustice that it feels like the walls are closing in as we try to figure out where, when, and how to keep our country on the path of equality, fairness, and righteousness. When those in the colonies fought for independence in 1776, they weren't merely fighting for the right to govern themselves. They were fighting against injustice. They were fighting for tzedek, for the ability to make their land more fair, more equitable, more honorable. They did not throw tea into the harbor because they wanted decaf. Mm. They did not wage war simply for a little more power. The writers of the Declaration of Independence wanted to have a voice to make decisions. They wanted to ensure that each person was taken care of in their society and was not asked to give more than what should be their fair share. They wanted to be treated with dignity, with honor. It is our obligation to continue what they began, to work towards a more perfect union, to establish justice and ensure the blessings of liberty. Not unlike those who declared independence so many years ago, we too have a dream for our country, for it to be a place of freedom for all people. Yet, more and more, we are unsure if our country is working towards that ideal. The disintegration of civility, of respect for one's fellow American, and of what were once inalienable civil rights now seem like the new norm. We feel hopeless, and we do not know where to turn. We are too traumatized to watch today's news, and we are even more terrified about what tomorrow holds. How can we pursue justice when we are unclear if those who hold the title believe that each person is created equal? How can we continue to work when those whose lives are devoted to the ideals of justice do not share our vision for this country? Early on in the Torah, when our forefather Abraham prepared to bury his wife Sarah, he did not own the land he wanted to use. Despite the fact that this land had been promised to him by God at that time, it belonged to the Hittites. Abraham calls himself Ger Vitoshav, a resident alien. He was a stranger in a land that he had lived in for many years. He is known, and he knows the place, but it is not yet the land that will become his for generations. He has lived in this space for years, but he is not the one in charge. And so Abraham must find within himself whatever strength he has in an emotionally wrought moment in order to negotiate a deal with the Hittites to buy the land. Abraham knows that if he does not operate according to the surrounding system, he will not succeed. He will never fulfill his obligation to bury his loved one, nor will he find any solace after her loss. Instead of walking away from the rules, he uses them to his advantage. At times, we too feel like strangers in our land, unsure that this is the place we thought we knew, and worried that we no longer understand the culture, the rules, or even the people. We too feel drained and tired. We are emotionally strained and do not know how to process what we are experiencing. Yet we, like Abraham, cannot walk away and ignore our responsibilities. We too can do the right thing, the just thing, the thing that is necessary even if we feel like a ger vitoshav, like strangers in our own home. There is still work to be done, and if we do not work to make the land our own, then we will have forgotten the promises we made to one another and to God. We cannot give up because our ancestor and our role model, Abraham, did not. And those who fought for and established our independence in this country did not. They all knew what we know even when we struggle to remember it, that we love our home too much to give up on it. That even when we are feeling lost, we can still pursue justice. That in the face of disagreement, our still small voices of righteousness are even more important. That if we walk away, we will always feel guilty that we didn't do more. That even small victories are just that, victories. And no matter how small, they pave the way for bigger and more substantial wins in the future. Walking away from justice, despite how hard it is or how alien we feel, is not what our tradition asks of us. It is not what God asks of us. Our obligation is justice. It is righteousness. This week, we will gaze out on fireworks and celebrations of independence and think about how far we have come and how far we still have to go. We will think about the men and women who founded this country striving for fairness and equality. We will wonder about how to hold on to your ideals when you become a stranger in your own land. and we will dream about justice and the people we believe will help us to create righteousness. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdof. Justice, justice, we will do more than pursue. We will strive to make you a reality.